Welcome to That Wally Show Aftercast. All the things that we did not get to during the course of the show today. A couple things we need to talk about. Still no progress on the James Chepesky show jingle.
No.
What have you done? Walk me through what you've done. Because I gave you a lot of information, but
you
walk
did.
Me through what
I
you've
sent,
done.
I sent an email to him.
Okay.
That was like maybe 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
And I haven't heard back.
How does he normally, like, when he does the solicits for, I'm going to write a custom jingle for you, does he say email me at James mm-hmm. Chepesky? Okay. I'm just curious of why. Because right now he's doing custom songs, like Valentine's Day songs. I know, right? I'm like, come on, James.
I need to check back in with him.
Yeah, please do.
He's gotten too big for his britches.
Somebody had texted me. They're like, I know you're having trouble getting the jingle, but you should have him do a Valentine's Day song from you and Gavin to Betty. And I'm like,
ew.
That's so funny. Ew. It could be really funny, though. I mean, if you write it right. But I don't know that he would understand the dynamic.
So
it could be super ick.
He doesn't seem like the type that could read a room well.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Okay, I just wanted to get an update on that. So, okay, not crossing my fingers anymore. Here's an update on that grand jury indictment of the mom.
Oh my goodness,
Jennifer Crumbly, who was the mother of the kid Ethan that killed four people at his school back in 2021 and injured others, and horrible story. But this was the first time parents have ever been charged with someone else's crime, their kid's crime. And they actually convicted her of the crime, which is crazy. I think she got involuntary manslaughter, and she was found guilty. And at first, I was like, that's crazy. Because the article I was reading was like, look, you know, year one law school tells you that you cannot be held for someone else's crime unless you were an accomplice. And I think that's where they got her, was because her and her husband bought him a gun at 15.
Mm.
And so who knows if they were already having struggles with him or not. I don't know when that came in. Because if you're already struggling with a teen and then you buy them a gun, that is lunacy.
Mm-hmm. Just asking for it.
Yeah. I mean, and so in that case, yeah, maybe this is one of those things that she is culpable. The father is going to go on trial in March, and so he'll probably get the same exact thing. So I think that was the big part of this. But they said the warning signs were not met either, you know, or not. But again, you can't blame people in hindsight for things they might have or might not have missed or whatever in seeing this. We always look at tragedies and go, oh, if we had just. Because even the morning of the shooting, the school had called them in and they were showing signs of concern for him. They met with him. She says, we met and everybody agreed it was fine. The school says, no, they asked him to take him home for a mental health day, but the parents said they had to go back to work and would arrange care for him later. And then everything went south. So there's a discrepancy in those two stories. But an advocacy group aimed at preventing school shootings said plain and simply the deadly shooting at Oxford High in 2021 would have and could have been prevented by the Crumblies had they not acquired that gun. Mm-hmm. And that's for lack of a better analogy, that's the smoking gun in
sure.
this one. But every time something is set with a precedence, that's where it gets one degree farther and farther away from it. So right now they say, okay, this parent bought their child a gun. They are culpable manslaughter. The next time this case comes up, this will be a case that gets used as a precedence. And so maybe they didn't buy him a gun this time, but they bought him Call of Duty and it factored mm-hmm. into his violence. So then there's that leap and all it takes is one jury to go, yep, they did it and they're culpable. Then now you get the next step of, you know, the next time precedent comes up and then they're like, well, they just weren't very loving, mm-hmm. you know? And mm-hmm. and so that's the dangerousness. That's the danger of precedence in this case. But I do think that there is something to it for them being somewhat culpable in buying an underage kid a gun and mm-hmm. then not monitoring, not, you know, I mean, I guess it's hard when you're a teen, but you are responsible for mm-hmm. that. You know, if you bought him a gun, mm-hmm. you've got to be a responsible gun owner because he's not going to be. Kids aren't going to
be. Yeah, I wouldn't do it at all.
Yeah, that was kind of a crazy story that just happened, I think, yesterday. Good news if you are looking to buy a new car. I was kicking that idea around the other day. My car is getting up there in miles, and it's got some dings to it and stuff. And I thought, oh, well, okay, truth be told, we had snowpocalypse, and I had to drive my wife's car and not my truck because hers did better in the snow than mine did, and it had seat warmers. So yes. My butt called my brain and was like, hey, real quick, if it's not too much trouble, can we look at getting a new car? And so I was kicking it around. But the cost of trucks is outrageous.
I know.
So I wanted a four-wheel drive so I could drive it in the snow and stuff, and a bigger one than I have now, because maybe then people will stop mocking me.
Something bigger than a clown car.
But they all were like starting at $49,000. I'm like, that's not worth it. I have my car that's fine. You
and
know?
Your truck is paid off, right?
So absolutely.
It's probably been that way for a while.
Yes.
And you know, it's nice to not have that payment.
I love not having
it
a car payment.
A blessing.
We made a point to do that that was my wife's doing. I always had a car payment my whole life when I was a kid and stuff. And my wife was like, look, we're going to buy cars, and if we have to have a car payment for a little bit, we'll do that, but we'll pay them off quick. And so that's kind of the habit we got into. And I'm trying, especially the older I get too, I'm trying to live as debt-free as possible, so that it gives me options for retiring and how I live and want to live. Like the only thing I have that I have debt on is my house. You know, Dave Ramsey would tell me to pay that off, but I'm not doing that. You know, so I want to carry a little debt. And so anyway, but there was an article I read that said now actually might be a good time to buy a car, because 2024 is the best year since the pandemic. And they're saying that there is a lot of dealers that have inventory now. Before, you couldn't get anything. You took what you could get. When we bought my wife's car, we waited 6 months on a list to get it, and then we just had to take what it was, you know. And fortunately, it was what we wanted for, because we waited for it. But if we had gone to the dealership, it would have just been, well, do you want this car? Okay, that's great. Doesn't have anything you want? Don't care. And they were charging $5,000 more. Like as an impact fee, they called it, you know, for COVID.
That's not a fee. That's
And everyone was doing it.
Car number.
We went to a Hyundai dealer. They were at like $4,000. The Ford dealer was $5,000. Another place was $3,500, and they all were doing this. And I was like, I'm not paying that. Just so you know, and I'm like, I'm not paying that, sir. And it was hard to get it negotiated out, but now things are back to normal, and now the dealers need you. And so now they're actually talking about discounts in the coming year, and the price, the interest rate, has gone back down on car loans. And they said right now they're like 4% to 5%, so that could be good too if you got to take out a loan for it. So if you're thinking about buying something, you know, now might be the time to start looking and see what's out there and take the temperature of it and see if it's the right time for you to buy a car or not. For me, the cars I want, because that was the thing, they're like in-demand stuff, it's not going to matter. Mm-hmm. Like, you want to go buy a full-size Bronco, because we got the Bronco Sport, the little one. You want to go buy a full-size Bronco, you're going to pay over sticker because there's a demand for it. And they're charging crazy money.
Yeah. So. I'm looking at the prices. They're ridiculous.
Yeah, I know.
I'm on Carvana right now.
Oh, I was looking at used trucks. A used truck. Like, I was looking at a Sierra. My buddy has a Sierra, and he can get a new one as a discount because he worked at GM, but it's not a giant discount. So I'm like, okay, well, what are new used trucks? And they were still $39,000 for like a two-year-old truck with 15,000 miles. You're like, you've got to be kidding me, man. So my old truck, just fine.
Just fine.
Lady Rock, what do you got?
I've got some weird facts about the South. Which
okay.
Are, yeah. Okay. So
it's right up your alley.
Mm-hmm.
Did you look this up or just like off
yeah,
the top
just
of your
know
head?
Them.
No. Okay. So a lot of these are happening in South Carolina. So if you're over there, South Carolina, they have an island that is only monkeys are allowed there.
What?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Was it like an old research facility or something?
Maybe. I don't know.
It's like a preserve now, I guess.
But it's called Morgan Island, South Carolina.
There's an island in Disneyland that used to have animals on it. It was like an animal preserve. And they stopped doing that for some reason. In Disney World, not Disneyland. And they still have all the buildings on it and stuff like that. And so
creepy.
Yeah, I know. I'd like that would be a fun like nighttime scary tour.
No.
Yeah, because then you make up a backstory. They make up backstories all the time, and then you have like things jump out and scare you. That would be great.
That'd be too much for
them. Yeah,
I'd have to dehydrate for the day.
Another one about South Carolina. You were not allowed to get a tattoo in that state until 2004.
That's interesting.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And I wonder what happened? Yeah, what changed?
I wonder if that was tied to, you know, religious reasons.
I don't know.
Because people can get pretty up in arms about tattoos and
it might be
faith.
One of those things that was like an old law in the books Maybe. And no one ever changed it. And then finally something happened that set a legal precedent. And they're like, oh, we need to change this. You know,
yeah, maybe.
Maybe they forgot about it. Or
yeah.
Something.
Yeah. These last two are about Florida. So in Myrtle Beach, the largest living cat lives there.
What?
His name is Hercules, and he's an adult male liger.
Oh, yes. Okay. Oh, wait, Myrtle Beach is South Carolina.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, another South Carolina one.
Jeez, they're a mess.
Got some wild things going on
over
there.
So, an adult male liger that eats 30 pounds of meat every day.
That's got to be at that guy Doc's place. Because remember Tiger King and how jacked up Tiger King was? And then Tiger King went to jail. There was his nemesis was this guy named Doc. And he had a tiger preserve as well. I'm betting you anything, that liger came from there.
It says that he weighs 922 pounds.
Man.
He's at the Myrtle Beach
Safari. He's a big boy.
There are so many animals like that you see.
Oh,
like, is it really?
Yeah.
I can't remember the guy's last name, but Doc.
Antle?
Yeah, that's it. Okay, I figured that. I mean, how many ligers could be running around South Carolina? Yeah.
I always think of Napoleon Dynamite liger. Didn't he say, like...
I never saw all of Napoleon Dynamite.
I think he said
something
like, that's his favorite animal.
His tummy just hangs down, though. Like, when you look at him...
He's a big boy.
He's pampered.
Big bone.
Yeah,
just a little sweet baby.
If you could own an exotic animal, what exotic animal would you like to own?
Oh, no, I really like that liger.
That liger will eat you.
I know.
For the record.
If it's
and
not
he'll
a liger,
use your femur as a toothpick.
If it's not a liger, then I want a grizzly bear.
Okay, that will eat you as well. Is there something you would like that won't eat you?
What about one of those flying little things that's got really big eyes? Kind of looks like a squirrel.
Yeah.
A flying squirrel?
I don't know what they're called.
Like, I like little pocket ones. The sugar gliders are great.
Yeah, I'd do one of those.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, a little baby sugar glider.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. Mm. I still like monkeys, but I don't trust them.
I don't like opposable thumbs. Mm-hmm.
Like the chimps. Like, I would think owning a chimp. I used to think owning a chimp would be so cool. I wanted one. And then I saw a documentary on the chimp that ate this lady's face.
Oh,
yeah,
what?
Literally ate her fingers in her face.
Not about that life.
Bad things. And I'm like, nope, I don't want that at all. And so I think I would want a koala bear. Like, they don't seem dangerous.
That'll rip your face off.
They
just
can,
like that.
I hear they can be a little feisty, but I would want a koala bear. Or actually, like a little closer to home, raccoons. I've seen so many TikToks
raccoons.
About people that own raccoons.
Yep.
Yes.
And they got little hands. They're really creepy at first, but then you're like,
they're
that's
precious.
So cute.
I would do that. And then finally, this one is the oddest one. So in Florida, they have an Amish beach resort. It's called Pinecraft.
Nice.
That work?
I'm not really sure. I tried to look into it. I can't really figure it out. I don't know.
I wonder if it's where Amish kids go. You know how Amish kids are that show, Raising Amish or something like that?
I know watched it. I did not.
They get to go and sow their wild oats for a little bit. Like, they get to leave the Amish lifestyle and see if that's what they want to truly be in.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wonder if that's a place where they go in Florida.
Maybe
you know?
It's like a safe resort for them?
That was such a weird show too. And then there was that gangster Amish show, like that was weird.
That's ridiculous. I just don't know what a bathing suit looks like for the Amish.
They might not go swimming.
Yeah, it probably looks much like the long things that they wear. I bet it's the same thing.
Might be. Yeah. I don't know. Anyways, look it up. Pinecraft
birthday
shout out. No birthdays.
Oh, so sad.
Not really a question either.
Oh man.
So, but that's okay. We can do
weekend plans. Weekend plans. Every time weekend plans because
wow, that was
tomorrow.
So cute.
We're starting our support drive. So sorry about that. We will be out of commission starting tomorrow through next week, but we can do weekend plans. What are y'all doing? Anything fun? Gregor Bear came back into town.
Oh yeah,
I'm helping him do stuff out at his parents' house. They're getting ready to sell their house and move to Utah.
When
with
you
them.
Picked him up from the airport, was there like that long run towards each other with a hug?
Was there a hug?
No, there was not.
Did you want a hug?
No, I did not.
Have you ever hugged Greg?
I don't think so.
What?
I Yeah, I don't know.
I would be a bad man.
Yeah, you would.
Because I would always want a hug.
Hug. Yeah, no, that's not how
it's
guys
not
function.
In our repertoire.
I don't think he even hugged me when the day that I was with them and my dad died. You know,
just pats you on the back. Sorry,
I think,
bud.
Yeah, I think it's
like,
man,
like a bad guy.
That's horrible. You know, that stinks. No, but I did have to go pick him up at the airport. Mm-hmm. And I was dreading it because they have messed up our Nashville airport so much. And I complain about it all the time to anyone that'll listen. And
please listen.
Yeah, and I picked him
up.
It's bad. And I was really surprised. I did get in and out. Like, he must have come in at just the right time. And I got in with, like, no traffic.
Good.
And got in and out. I was so happy. Mm-hmm. But I think we're getting together for dinner with my wife gets back into town. I have to go back to the airport again. Saturday. And then I have to go back to the airport Sunday to drop Greg off at the airport. So it's like, I've been to the airport
more.
You
in Nashville. Just
I know.
Getting tight.
Yeah. And then, like, next month, I'm going on vacation, and then I have a work trip, so I'm going to be doing airplanes for a while.
Sounds terrible.
I know. No, it's good. It's all good. But I think we're doing dinner tomorrow, or Saturday night, and then Sunday. Oh, yeah, Sunday I have to do church at a new campus.
An
yeah.
event.
Yeah.
Like a little game.
A game at the beginning of church, which I'm
so
never
good.
Sure how that stuff lands. So it'll be interesting to see. So I got to be there early for both services. And
oh, you have to stay for both.
I got
to
do the second service, too.
I assume you can
too.
Finish the game and then head out after
oh,
the
for
second
sure.
one, though.
Yeah, like I've done them.
Noon.
I've done them at the church I go at the campus I go to, and we have three services. So I had to do like 8, 9:30, and 11. And so this one, I don't have to do all of those, but that's what my weekend is. Betty Lou!
It's Super Bowl weekend, so we need to keep that in mind.
Yep. Can't wait.
Friday.
Whose house are you going to?
Oh, yeah.
My friends, Kyle and Mickey.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Where they have the cool dog?
Yes.
The attack dog.
Friday after the sport drive, I'm getting lunch with a friend of mine. And then Saturday, I'm sending out some Galentine cards, so I think I'm going to work on that.
Great.
I got to really sticker them up. You
see,
know?
And that's where I would be such a bad woman. No.
And then Sunday, I'll help with the kids at church, and then I'm going to go to that Super Bowl party and wear my shirt that says, I just want both teams to be happy.
I love it.
To have fun.
Gavin.
I think it's primarily centered around the Super Bowl because we're hosting. We'll probably have 10-ish people over. Got to make
fun.
A bunch of food. We're babysitting our friend's kid, which will be fun. Mm-hmm. Super simple, I think. Fun.
Where are they?
They're just here in town, across just the other side of Nashville.
Oh, so you're watching them on the
watching
Super Bowl
their
day?
Kid. No. That should be like tomorrow night.
Oh, okay.
And then I think Saturday's totally open, which I'm super excited for.
You need it to get ready for your party.
I know. I've got to clean.
Super Bowl parties are fun. Like I used to go to them and used to do the box game, and like I always enjoyed it. Unless it was a team I cared about, don't really care too much about the game. But it's always a good time, and the food's good and stuff like that. But the last 4 years probably, I've literally just been at the house like watching it, and because I got to work the next day, we all have
it's
to work
tough,
the next day. It makes anything on Sunday night not fun.
Mm.
Do you guys find because we have to get up so early, so Sunday is like, but like I've started trying to plan anything fun for Friday night because then I get off work a little bit earlier than most people, so I have a little bit of time in the afternoon, and then I do something fun Friday night because I hate when I have something Saturday night. I look forward to it so much, and I want to get to it, so I rush through Saturday.
The
and I feel
the weekend's half
exactly.
as long as it could be.
And then Sunday, I've got to go to bed, so I feel like I lost my weekend.
I see that.
And so then I don't enjoy it. So I try to make my fun things on Friday.
I really do wish that the Super Bowl was on Saturday.
Yeah.
I don't know why it can't be. I don't know why. But yeah, no, I'm with you. I don't like having things planned for after 3 o'clock on Sunday.
Oh, real quick, what is your shirt? As it is? What is
as
that?
As it is?
It's very subtle.
It's a church shirt.
It is?
Yeah. I don't know what the back says, but I feel like it's
let me see.
More faithy on the back.
On earth as it is in heaven. Oh, look at you. So, that's your current church?
Yeah. I think it's a a Rolling Hills shirt. Haley brought it home because she's like, oh, I wanted to get it for you. You like these sweaters. So
nice. I like how subtle the front is.
I do too.
The back turned into a YFM t-shirt.
Yeah. But they put it on the back. So
yeah, I like that. So at least you don't have to see it.
It's the only thing I care about is a little as it is symbol.
I've always struggled with t-shirts that they design for like YFM because like, the radio station is predominantly female focused, mm-hmm. and that's great. Like, fine, I love that. Like, knock yourselves out.
The right decision.
Have beautiful pastel Bible verse shirts. That's great. Just don't ask me to wear them. Like, it's not what I want to do. Like, I've got a work shirt with a badge right now with my name that Marty embroidered. And I'm gonna get like Way FM or the Wally mm-hmm. Show embroidered and put that on there because I guess you can do like those patches pretty cheap. Because I don't want to wear those like. Way of him shirts.
No, they're not super geared towards us, though.
No.
And that's totally okay. If we had, you know, a Way of him hoodie or something like that, I'd be a lot more interested because I think those...
And smaller logos, like how subtle your shirt is there on the front.
I love it. I struggle with, like, super over-the-top Christian-y type, you know, wear. I like stuff that's either subtle or maybe it's a little funny. Like, I got Haley the shirt recently... And it just it's got like a funny picture of a goose, and it just says God's silliest goose. I'm like, oh, that's just funny.
Yeah.
Versus something that's just got like a you know an entire scripture verse on it.
When Zach was on the show, because he's so punny, we used to do like different shirts. Like we had one that was based on something from the show, God's Little Project, and that was funny. Sometimes failure is an option. That was funny. The one that tanked the worst was our Christmas shirt, the wolf shirt, where we had a prerequisite number of like seven wolves. And it was so tongue in cheek and it was so funny. But I knew we weren't going to sell a lot. And somebody, I didn't make the order. Somebody ordered a grip of those shirts.
I have three of those.
Yeah, we had so many.
I use them to work out. It's like, I'll be at the gym with just this silly looking wolf.
Please tell me you've cut the sleeves off of it.
Well, I rolled them up a little.
Oh, no. Go home and at least you've got three. Cut the sleeves off one of them. Because if you have a wolf shirt and you have not cut the sleeves off yet, you are not honoring that wolf shirt. And so that's a gym wolf shirt.
It was meant to have the sleeves
cut. Yeah, for sure.
Wear a bandana with it.
Then we did one shirt that tanked that was my idea. Was OM gosh instead of OMG. And I thought, oh, that'd be good for girls and women. It was horrible. Yeah, it was a stinker.
Tough when an idea.
Swing and a miss.
Sounds great and then doesn't hit.
But I'll tell you, my team trailer t-shirt with the hearts and the football thing, it looks good.
I mean, like, you've already found a buyer who wanted it.
Yeah, I think if I had made that and posted it, I could have sold it. I definitely think so. It was a good-looking shirt. Anywho, all right, well, that's going to do it, and we are going to do this whole thing again in a week, starting the following Monday. So sorry about that, but thanks for being a potty. So we got our friend Andy Irwin on the show with us, and he's the guy behind the movie I Can Only Imagine, and now he has a new movie out called Ordinary Angels starring Hilary Swank, and she is great, by the way. And her passion for this film really comes through in her character, who's like this broken mess, but God still uses her to accomplish a miracle in the life of a desperate single father whose daughter is in need of a liver transplant. True story, by the way. Now, the one thing I love about you, Andy, is that your movies are not preachy. I would put this somewhere like... you got Blindside at one end, and you've got War Room at the other. You guys are ahead of Blindside on the faith, but way under War Room, you know? But it's done in a way that's like accessible and not off-putting, and it's not heavy-handed.
I think it preaches as good as any of the films that we've done.
Because I know your heart is not to water down the gospel.
No. Our heart is to be strategic. This one was really about trying to understand this everyman kind of blue-collar guy that had a relationship with God but was just burnt out.
Yep.
And he felt like he had lost faith in the church and lost faith in God really seeing him and being there for him. So it's kind of that skeptic that's outside the church walls that we want to reach.
Well, you do a great job of that, and it reached into my chest and punched me in the heart in the first 3 minutes. It's a great movie, and it will be in theaters February 23rd, and you can actually get tickets now at ordinaryangels.movie.
Growing up in poverty has never been easy for children, but with the added challenges of the pandemic, conflict, and natural disasters, families around the world are facing an unprecedented food crisis. Unfortunately, those who are already hungry are now even more desperate. But by sponsoring a child through Compassion, you can help provide life-sustaining essentials such as food and clean water. And with your compassionate support, that child can not only survive, but also flourish. You can find out how and choose a child to sponsor when you click on the Compassion banner at wayfm.com.